And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 14th. This week in 1963, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers was fined £60 for evading British customs with a German bought guitar that he was returning to England with. Fabian was voted the most promising new talent by the viewers of American Bandstand this week in 1959. In 1965, Petula Clark made her American TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. The movie Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley, The Platters, Freddie and the Bellboys, and others premiered in Washington, D.C. this week in 1956. In 1958, the first ever official gold record was awarded to Perry Como for Catch a Falling Star. Never before had a gold record ever been issued. Colonel Tom Parker officially became Elvis Presley's manager this week in 1956. In 1972, a Los Angeles disc jockey played Donny Osmond's Puppy Love for 90 straight minutes, and police eventually raided the station fearing foul play, although they discovered it was just something foul that was playing. Tower Records released Freddie and the Dreamers' I'm Telling You Now this week in 1965 in the United States. The Bee Gees made their U.S. TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1968. Carl Perkins had his first appearance on television, and it was on the Ozark Jamboree in 1956. A really good movie, American Hot Wax, about the influential DJ Alan Freed, had its premiere this week in 1978 in Los Angeles. The film Rio Bravo that starred Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson, and Walter Brennan along with John Wayne opened this week in 1960. Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship this week in 1974. Elvis bought Graceland Mansion for $102,500 in 1957 and had a mortgage on it for $37,000. Gary Leeds from the Walker Brothers was abducted by British students, but it was only for charity. They were raising money, and they abducted him, quote-unquote, this week in 1966. John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar in 1969. In 65, a parade was held in London, England, before Martha Reeves headlined the very first Motown tour of England that also featured Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and The Temptations. Michael Jackson signed a $60 million contract with Sony Records this week in 1991, the largest contract ever for any artist. Bobby Rydell made his teenage TV debut when he was interviewed by Dick Clark on American Bandstand this week in 1959. Donna Summer received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 92. Kenner, Louisiana, named a street Lloyd Price Avenue in honor of their native son this week in 1994. In the studio, the Chords recorded the original version of Shaboom in 1954. Fats Domino cut Ain't That a Shame in 55. Sandy Posey recorded Born a Woman in 1966. The Coasters cut Yakety Yak in 58. Bobby V recorded Come Back When You Grow Up this week in 1967. Sarah Vaughan cut Whatever Lola Wants in 1955. In 1960, the Everly Brothers recorded Kathy's Clown. Ricky Nelson recorded Hello Mary Lou in 1961 this week, and his dad, Ozzy, played the tenor guitar on the record while celebrating his 55th birthday. Elvis's first post-Army recording session included Stuck on You, for which there were already 1.5 million advance orders for the record this week in 1960. Finally, in the studio this week, George Hamilton IV recorded Abilene in 1963. Birthdays: Phil Phillips, born in 1926. Quincy Jones, the amazing producer, is having a birthday. He's 86 this week. Rick Dees, 71. Mike Love from the Beach Boys is 80. Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone, 78. Nancy Wilson from Heart is turning 67. Betty Johnson, remember Little Blue Man? She's 92. Nat King Cole, born this week, 1919. Adam Wade is 86. Patty Boyd is 77 this week. Zola Taylor from the Platters, born in 1938. Wilson Pickett, born in 41. Clarence Frogman Henry is turning 84. Robin Luke, 79. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters, 75. Jerry Reed, born in 1937. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake and Palmer, 71. Joe Rivers from Johnny and Joe, born in 1935. Michael Martin Murphy is 76. And John Sebastian from The Love and Spoonful is 74. And from Treasure Heart and Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 14th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.